As rebel fighters celebrate overrunning Muammar Gaddafi's Tripoli compound, they face a more sobering task ahead. The work of rebuilding Libya's war-ravaged cities and infrastructure is one of a host of challenges the country will have to deal with in the days and months ahead. Oil is one of the country's key industries and sources of income. Libya has the largest oil reserves in Africa, so getting oil production and exports back up online is crucial. Luckily, unlike the damaged cities and towns have endured, the oil industry appears to be largely unscathed. Estimates about how soon the oil industry could be back online vary. Some, like energy analyst Samuel Chizik, say Libya could quickly return to pre-war production levels.
Companies with large production capacity in Libya, for instance Eni, but also say companies like Repsol and so on, which have a lot of facilities in the southwest, which as far as we know has escaped damage almost completely.
Over the past several days, global oil prices have largely followed developments in Libya as Muammar Gaddafi's grip on power began slipping following the rebels' quick offensive into Tripoli, but then began rising as pockets of fighting persisted and global economic volatility came to bear. Libya produced about 1.8 million barrels of oil a day before the uprising began, or about 2% of the world's production. Most of Libya's oil is exported to Europe, with Italy receiving the largest portion by far. Rebel leaders say oil arrangements made prior to the Gaddafi regime's downfall will be honored.
All lawful contracts will be honored. All lawful contracts will be honored, whether they are in the oil and gas complex or in the contracting. At the moment, it is not like for this government to decide whether they will be revoking any contract.
The international community has voiced its readiness to come to Libya's aid and help it rebuild, and the UN is holding a meeting on Libya's future later this week. Some analysts say Libya's infrastructure was not that good before the war started, and that the amount of reconstruction needed will be limited. But building up a new Libya will take money. For that, the country is well prepared, says Middle East analyst Michelle Dunn.
Libya will not face the problems that some other countries have had because they'll have ready money to pay for it. And if you've got ready money to pay for the reconstruction, then it's much less of a problem.
Dunn says Libya's oil production capacity and the billions of dollars worth of Muammar Gaddafi's frozen assets overseas will be a big help to Libya. The assets were frozen by the UN in February, and now the international community is working quickly to unlock the assets and get them to anti-Gaddafi rebels. William Ide, VOA News, Washington.